24th Sunday in Year C. A reading from the book of Exodus. The Lord then said to Moses, "Go down at once, for your people whom you brought up from the land of Egypt have gone wrong. They have been quick to leave the way that I ordered them to follow. They have cast themselves an image of a calf, worshipped it, and offered sacrifice to it, shouting, 'These are your gods, Israel, who brought you up from the land of Egypt.' The Lord said to Moses, 'I have seen this people. Look how obstinate they are. So leave me now, so that my anger can blaze at them, and I make an end of them. I shall make you into a great nation instead.' Moses tried to pacify the Lord his God and said, 'Why, Lord, does your anger blaze at your people, whom you have brought out of the land of Egypt by your great power and mighty hand? Remember your servants Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to whom you swore by yourself and made this promise, I shall make your descendants as numerous as the stars of heaven, and this whole country of which I have spoken, I shall give to your descendants, and it will be their heritage forever.' The Lord then relented over the disaster which he had intended for his people." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. "I will rise and go to my father. I will rise and go to my father. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your merciful love, according to your great compassion, blot out my offences. O wash me completely from my guilt, and cleanse me from my sin. I will rise and go to my Father. Create a pure heart for me, O God. Renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. I will rise and go to my Father. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. My sacrifice to God, a broken spirit, a broken and humbled heart. I will rise and go to my Father." A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to Timothy. "I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength, taking me into his service because he judged me trustworthy, even though I used to be a blasphemer and a persecutor and violent. However, mercy was shown me because I acted in ignorance and without faith, and the grace of our Lord overflowed with faith and with love in Christ Jesus. Here is a saying, trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. The reason why I received mercy was so that in me, first of all, Jesus Christ might show the fullness of his patience, to be an example for those who were to gain eternal life by believing in him. To the King of ages, the incorruptible, invisible, and only God, be honor and glory for ever and ever. Amen." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. God was in Christ to reconcile the world to himself, and the good news of reconciliation he has entrusted to us. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. The tax collectors and sinners, however, were all crowding around to listen to Jesus. And the Pharisees and scribes complained, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. "Which one of you with 100 sheep, if he loses one, does not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the missing one till he finds it? And when he has found it, he puts it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he gets home, calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, I have found my sheep that was lost.' In the same way, I tell you, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner repenting than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. Or again, what woman with 10 silver coins would not, if she lost one, light a lamp and sweep out the house and search thoroughly till she found it? And then, when she had found it, call together her friends and neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, I have found the silver coin I lost.' In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one repentant sinner." Then he said, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, 'Father, let me have the share of the estate that will come to me.' So the father divided the property between them. A few days later, the younger son got together everything he had and left for a distant country, where he squandered his money in loose living. When he had spent it all, that country experienced a severe famine. And now he began to be in need. So he hired himself out to one of the local inhabitants, who sent him into the fields to feed the pigs. And he would willingly have filled himself with the pods which the pigs were eating, but no one would let him have them. Then he came to his senses and said, "How many of my father's hired men have all the food they want and more? And here am I dying of hunger. I will get up and go to my father and say, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired men.' So he got up and went back to his father. While he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was moved with pity. He ran to the boy, clasped him in his arms, and kissed him. Then his son said, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Quick, bring out the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. We will celebrate by having a feast, because this son of mine was dead and has come back to life. He was lost and is found.' And they began to celebrate. Now the older son was out in the fields, and on his way back, as he drew near the house, he heard music and dancing. Calling one of the servants, he asked what it was all about. The servant told him, 'Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has got him back safe and sound.' He was angry then and refused to go in. And his father came out and began to plead with him, but he retorted to his father, 'Look, all these years I have slaved for you and never disobeyed your orders. Yet you never gave me so much as a young goat for me to celebrate with my friends. But for this son of yours, when he comes back after swallowing up your property with prostitutes, you kill the fattened calf?' Then the father said, 'My son, you are with me always, and all I have is yours. But it was only right we should celebrate and rejoice, because your brother here was dead and has come to life. He was lost and is found.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.